Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Monday, Yeheus.
Sonny, I understand you're kicking off with American soccer.
Yeheus, if we look at American soccer this year, the biggest highlight was the USA winning its record third Women's World Cup title in July with a 5-2 victory over defending champion Japan in Vancouver, Canada. In this sunny side of sports highlight for 2015, let's take a look back at the Women's World Cup final. The Americans exploded for four goals during the first 16 minutes of the game. USA captain Carly Lloyd was the player of the match and the player of the tournament. She received the Golden Ball Award given to the best player at the Women's World Cup. After some hat-trick heroics in Vancouver, Carly scored three goals in the first half, finding the net in the 3rd, 5th, and 16th minutes. Lloyd's third goal was my favorite. She dodged a challenge near the center circle, and near midfield, she noticed Japan's goalkeeper, Ayumi Kaori, was at the top of the penalty box. Lloyd launched a wonder strike as Kaori backpedaled, stumbled, and got a hand on it before watching the spectacular shot touch the post and roll into the net. Hey, Carly, how does it feel to be a World Cup champion?
I don't think it's entirely sunk in. I'm so proud and so zapped at the same time. It's a surreal moment. It's been amazing. I mean, we just wrote history today and brought this World Cup trophy home, which is unbelievable. But at the end of the day, you know, I think that I've pushed on my status a little bit and I have to stay up here. So it's not right away, but I'll be back to work and back stronger than ever.
As Carly Lloyd said, the USA wrote history with its third Women's World Cup title. The Americans also won the trophy in 1991 and 1999. They also gained a measure of revenge after losing to the Japanese on penalty kicks in the 2011 final. At the post-match news conference, U.S. coach Jill Ellis praised their Asian opponent.
First, I want to congratulate Japan. They are a tremendous opponent and deserving of always ending up in championship matches. Love how they play.
USA coach Jill Ellis talked with Abby Wambach, one of the greatest female soccer players ever, about taking on a different role at this World Cup. The 35-year-old Wambach came off the bench as a second-half substitute in both the semifinals and final. In the end, Wambach celebrated her first World Cup title.
I'm so happy. I'm emotionally exhausted, physically exhausted. I love my teammates. Carly Lloyd, are you kidding me with the effort that she gave today? But really, it was a true team effort. Not only just the 23 players, but our staff. It just shows how important every little detail has become.
And speaking of details, let's give a few details now on the award winners at this 7th Women's World Cup in Canada. Carly Lloyd, as I mentioned, won the Golden Ball Award as the best player in the month-long tournament. Lloyd also tied with Germany's Celia Sasic as the top scorer at the Women's World Cup. Each had six goals. Sasic, though, was awarded the Golden Boot based on playing fewer minutes than Lloyd. The Golden Glove Award for top goalkeeper went to American Hope Solo. 19-year-old defender Kadisha Buchanan of host Canada won the Young Player Award, and the FIFA Fair Play Trophy went to France. In the third-place match at the Women's World Cup, England defeated Germany 1-0 in extra time in Edmonton, Canada. Farrah Williams scored on a penalty kick in the 108th minute for the three Lionesses of England, who had their best-ever Women's World Cup showing.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, the world champion U.S. women's national soccer team resumed its victory tour Sunday with a 2-0 victory over China in a friendly match played at University of Phoenix Stadium in the western U.S. state of Arizona. Crystal Dunn and Kristen Press had the goals for the American women, who extended their home unbeaten streak to 104 matches. That's 91 wins and 13 draws. The American girls, tough to beat on home soil. In fact, the last loss at home came in November of 2004 to Denmark. Veteran star Abby Wambach made her 254th international appearance against the Chinese when she came on in the 79th minute for Carly Lloyd. Wambach is world's all-time leading scorer in international football, male or female, with 184 goals. The USA women's team will officially bid farewell to Abby on Wednesday night when they play the final game of their victory tour in a rematch against China in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Voice of America!
Africa, I'm James Butte, host of Daybreak Africa. Join me every weekday mornings at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports.
Our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma, joins us now with more sports news. And Mark kicks off with a victory by South Africa's rugby team in Cape Town.
Hosts South Africa beat Argentina 29-14 to triumph in the finals at the RB7 Series tournament in Cape Town on Sunday. France pipped Kenya 28-26 in the bronze medal playoffs. Zimbabwe lost to Wales 21-12 in the bowl quarterfinals. Consequently, at the end of the second leg of the series, South Africa is second with 35 points, Kenya is ninth with 20 points, and Zimbabwe is 17th with 1 point. Turning to football, Africa's hopes for glory at the FIFA Club World Cup evaporated after the Orange Africa Champions League title holders TP Mazembe of the Democratic Republic of Congo succumbed to a 3-0 defeat to Japan Sanferese Hiroshima in Osaka, Japan on Sunday. In Senegal, Captain Peter Etebo Ogenekaro scored a brace to cancel the own goal by Oduduwa Segun as Nigeria edged Algeria 2-1 in the finals at the Under-23 Africa Cup of Nations in Dakar, Senegal on Sunday. Prior to the finals, South Africa edged Senegal 3-1 in a post-match penalty shootout to clinch the bronze medal. The two sides played to a scoreless draw in open play. Staying in Senegal, Nigeria, Algeria, and South Africa qualify for the men's football contest at the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics in Brazil. Nigeria will be playing in the tournament for the first time since the 2008 Beijing Olympics in China, where they bagged the silver medal. Algeria compete at the Olympics for the first time since 1980 in Moscow, Russia, while South Africa make their second appearance at the Games since the 2000 Sydney Olympics. Olympics in Australia.
Basketball. We love that basketball. In National Basketball Association news, the record-winning streak of the defending champion Golden State Warriors ended over the weekend at 24 games. The Warriors lost to the host Milwaukee Bucks 108-95, putting an end to the best start in NBA history. The loss came on the final stop of a seven-game road trip and less than 24 hours after the Warriors needed two overtimes to beat the Celtics in Boston. In the words of Golden State's interim coach, Luke Walton, "We looked like we ran out of gas a little bit." While Golden State's 24-game winning streak is the best start in NBA history, the league record for wins in a row is 33, set by the Los Angeles Lakers during the 1971-72 season. Coincidentally, the Milwaukee Bucks also ended the Lakers' streak. After their seven-game road trip, the Warriors now get a chance to rest for a few days, and they'll be back on the court Wednesday night when they host the Phoenix Suns at Oracle Arena in the Northern California city of Oakland. In action Sunday, the Suns defeated the Minnesota Timberwolves 108-101. The Toronto Raptors scored their fourth consecutive victory, beating the Philadelphia 76ers 96-76. Philadelphia has the NBA's worst record, only one win and 24 losses. In Miami, Florida, the host Miami Heat edged the Memphis Grizzlies 100-97. And the host Oklahoma City Thunder rallied from a 16-point deficit to beat the Utah Jazz 104-98 in overtime. Kevin Durant scored 31 points for the Thunder. All but two of those points came after halftime. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the